This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, moving on to our next story, we're going to be discussing one of our favorite pet peeves, Malaysian roads.
There's a hole in the road that keeps on tripping me up.
That's right. We're talking potholes this evening and how they affect us and our cars. Preliminary verdict, very badly, in
yes,
fact.
Yeah. Yes, very, very badly. So, you know, it's being reported in most major newspapers. I haven't said newspapers in a long time, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
So this in the Malay Mail, it's a rather ridiculous statement saying, frequent users of Malaysian roads could be forgiven for thinking potholes are installed from the very start.
Mm-hmm.
But authorities in charge of their construction insist this is not so.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Who thinks it's there from the very start?
I know, right? Well, here's the thing. The Public Works Department have said that it uses the same standards as other member nations of the World Road Association, another association that I didn't know existed. But essentially, they specify clear standards for the design and safety aspects of roads. Now, what starts out on par with the rest of the world essentially doesn't stay on for very long. All of the authorities that were contacted said that once third-party contractors were involved, basically that spiral begins towards our infamous roads.
Yeah, so we give it that Malaysian touch, right, the third-party component. And the problem here is that they often fail to meet specifications. So such issues also arise from illegal road work. And the KLMA said that the same culprits are usually responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I think autonomy seems to be lacking a little bit in that. He said that, you know, we find ourselves constantly reminding the utility companies and even third-party contractors to rehabilitate the roads to requirements. Unfortunately, the expected clampdown is nowhere in sight. So the most common remedy is for the agencies to pick up after the contractors repairing again the roads that are supposed to have been fixed.
Yeah, and that, you know, bothers me a lot, the fact that, you know, that none of these contractors have been blacklisted for the entirety of 2017, albeit, you know, we're about 2 months in. But, you know, it's the mediocrity that we're allowing this to continue, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Malay Mail today, there's a very interesting table of sorts which depicts how long it takes to get roads repaired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the permanent fixes range anywhere between 1 day and 1 month. And I know you're scoffing, right? Because you've all had this experience, you know, so you have a hole appears and then it gets larger and a little larger and then cars begin to avoid it. Then it begins to get so large that it's really, really dangerous. Then comes the tree branch. We all have seen the tree branch. So you have the tree branch and then you'll see the tree branch like 3 meters away. Mm. Then you know that it's a real problem.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Samaritan cone is what I call it, because some good Samaritan then decides to whip up a cone and place it on the road. Something, you know, no doubt stolen from some construction site
but
somewhere.
But that's the key thing is, you know, you got to do what you got to do to help out in these situations.
And then we're all 3 months in, and then the reports are made, and then the authorities appear. So, you know, I don't know, it takes much longer.
Well, to understand a bit more about how potholes affect our vehicles, we're crossing over to Pan Eugene, editor at autobuzz.my. Eugene, thank you for being with us on the evening edition. We already know that potholes can't be good for our cars, but maybe walk us through what happens to vehicles when you drive on roads with potholes.
Well, so the car has a lot of sort of fragile components, as tough as they're built to be. You know, they're all metal components and stuff. There are a lot of items where, like, bushings and stuff like that. When you go through potholes, usually the first thing that is more prone to damage is the rims. Nowadays, especially with continental cars, actually even Japanese cars now, a lot of them come with, like, quite large rims, from 17, 18 to 19-inch rims as standard. And as a result, the tires are really like low-profile tires. They use really low-profile tires, very thin tires, so there's very little cushioning. So when you go through a pothole of a bigger size, more often than not, the rims are going to be bent. And aside from that, you have like other components. If it's a bigger pothole, you're looking at like lower arms and, you know, bushings, things that require a lot of money to replace, and obviously the labor to replace that isn't cheap at all, especially when you're talking about fixing up a modern day car, which requires a lot of sticking apart and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess besides maybe a bent rim, as you mentioned, how do you know when your car has been damaged, possibly as a result of potholes?
Well, if your car has been significantly damaged by a pothole, like say the rim or the lower arm or the bushing or the absorber mountings or stuff like that, usually if the damage is really bad, it can be felt through the steering wheel. Like there is no way that you can have a smooth drive without feeling any vibrations through the steering wheel or feeling the car pulling aside. Basically, it will be a very uncomfortable ride, lah. There will definitely be noises and yeah, the first thing to notice is how the steering and the car reacts in terms of the direction it's heading in, and that's how you can tell.
Right.
And I imagine those are, I guess, pretty expensive to repair.
Yeah, they are. Like, you know, if you're talking about the rims, for example, a 17-inch or 18-inch rims, if you're looking to buy back the original ones from the manufacturer, I think nowadays you're looking at easily thousands in the high, in the Thai thousands. It could even surpass the five-figure mark. It's not surprising. Yeah, so a lot of people, I mean, those who incur these damages, they most likely have to fork out money of their own unless the manufacturers can actually provide a certain warranty. But it's unlikely because a lot of these times the warranties are actually for damages which are from the car itself and not from like external factors, you see. So it's damages, yeah, can be from like the high hundreds to like five figures. It can be anywhere from that. Like it really depends how quickly you were going past the pothole and then as a result how badly damaged the car was and how severely affected the other components are. Yeah.
Right. So, Eugene, here's the thing. Right? If someone wants to claim those damages from the local council, I think they need to show proof. So how can you show evidence, where damages to a vehicle has been the result of, say, potholes on the road?
Well, that's the difficult part, isn't it? Like, there has been a few reported incidents where cars have been damaged through potholes. And owners have had to incur significant damages and where they have claimed from the local councils from wherever the car was damaged and these claims were rejected. But there are also articles where civil lawyers who have been anonymous on this subject matter have said that we can bring this matter to the local councils. We can actually bring them to court on this matter. Because, I mean, we're taxpayers, right? Like, having a smooth road is what we pay taxes for. I can understand that one pothole on one small part of town is not their only cause for concern. It's not their only thing to do for the entire day. But I guess the least they can do if they cannot attend to the issue in time is to at least put some warnings around it so that people can avoid such potholes and subsequently such massive damages. I mean, on the other hand, you can also say that it's our responsibility to drive carefully, but hey, I mean, we can only do so much, right? Like, if the potholes are right in front of you and it's unavoidable. But there's this one initiative that the Selangor government is doing with Waze, though. They recently collaborated with Waze, where Waze users can actually report potholes that they see on the road via the app, which I think is a very commendable thing. And it seems to have reaped quite positive results as well, because apparently more than 19,000 reports from Waze users have been attended to, where these potholes reported through the app have been patched up by the local authority. And that is just for the Selangor state government. As for DBKL, who recently claimed that KL would be a pothole-free road by 2017, not too sure how that is possible as of yet, but it's going to be really interesting to see how that will be executed, lah.
Well, it'll be really interesting indeed, Eugene. Thank you very much. That was Pan Eugene, editor at autobuzz.my, with his thoughts on potholes in Malaysia. Now, if you have a road-related story you'd like to share with us, call us at 03-7710-9000. Now, we've been playing new...
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.